Hello, everybody. As promised, today is June 13th, 2021. My name is Charlene O'Sara, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? And because we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks about reinventing and, you know, creating your path and putting forward whatnot, I thought I would read something for you. It's out of a book called Ascension, Angel Messages, Melanie Beckler. And the chapter I'm reading from is called Illuminating Your Ascension Path, Archangel Metatron. Here you go. Dear one, I am Archangel Metatron. I greet you now with love and with divine well-being. Although changes in life often turbulent and unknown, it is through the progression of changes that your highest good, the blessings, and indeed the miracles can unfold. I've said this a million times, right, people? You are at the precipice, and I'm sorry, I don't know what that word means, of another stream of changes flowing into your being. Change stirs within the earth. It stirs within the greater field of consciousness and within your own life path. But do not be afraid. Know and remember that you, a divine spiritual being in physical form, you are here in life on planet Earth not to effortlessly glide on autopilot through the present moment, but to be an active participant in manifesting, as I said, your highest and greatest good in learning your lessons and accomplishments of your purpose. So, what does that mean? Basically, life is not going to be easy every day. Imagine if we could just wake up every day and just breathe in the fresh air and all our stresses go away and never come back. Yeah, right. There is nobody on the face of the earth that goes through that daily. Everybody every now and then has a bump in the road, right? Just imagine our life as one continuous line. It's not always going to be a steady line. Some days it's going to be an up line. Some days it's going to be a down line. But guess what? As I said over and over again, as this book just said, our mistakes, our hardest problems that we faced are the lessons that we learn in life. Yeah, you can pick up a book any day and you can study until your heart's content. But until you experience it, it's not going to mean anything. Honestly. You know, just like there were a lot of times when I was in education, we'd say, you know, sure, that teacher passed and blah, 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 but she is not fit to be a teacher because she's so mean to the kids. These are things that we would say from time to time. And it's true. There are a lot of things out there that you just could not imagine. I mean, you work in any job, any field, you see things and you say to yourself, are you kidding me right now? Right? This is the way life is, but it's up to you to make a change. When your life is in distress, go through the distress. And listen, I'm going to say this because I feel like I bang my head over and over again with some people. Identify your feelings. Feel your feelings. Do not, and I repeat, do not push those feelings down. Because somewhere 20 years down the road, you're going to say, oh my goodness, and start crying out of nowhere and not know why. It's because of something that just happened 20 years ago that you didn't deal with. And sometimes those things snowball. And as I've said multiple times, I always compare our brains to an onion, right? Or like a tissue, right? Like, or a crumpled piece of paper. When you're stressed out, people can talk until they're blue in the face and all you're hearing is gibberish, right? And nothing is being retrieved. And I can promise you, I've been there so many times in my life, especially me, because I have a hard time learning. For me, sometimes it gets so stressful, I want to just put my head in the ground and I don't want to pick it back up. Sometimes life is so hard, but we get through it. and then we become stronger. But remember, that is going to happen from time to time. Please do never look at yourself and say, what did I do to create this mess? It happened. Fix it and go somewhere else. You know, like move on. Just move on. Right? And even to today, I'm 50 years old. Even in my new job, I'm learning. There are days that I'm like, what is going on here? You know? And so to speak, and it's hard to retrieve sometimes information. But once you do it, just move on. And life will get stressful and it will play tricks with you. But you have to just deal with it, learn from it, and move on. And you know what? Sometimes, I'm just going to tell you, there have been times that things have happened to me that I did not create, right? They just happened. I don't know why. Whatever. But I became an advocate for it. Because look, I'm here. I've been doing these podcasts now since 2014, right? I've been telling people my story, sharing my information. I've interviewed other people sharing information, right? These are the things in life that I like to do. I don't charge anybody for it. I don't want to charge anybody for it. I just want people to like listen and learn from it and maybe get some information from it. I also ask that people, if anybody, and I mean anybody, listening to my podcast, if you ever have a question, if you have an issue you're dealing with, if you have something you're not unsure of, I mean that you're unsure of, please, always reach out to me. I will help you. I may not help you today or tomorrow, but I promise you, I will read a comment, I will read a message, I will listen to what you have to say, and I will help you out as best as I can. Because I know that life is stressful. Whether you're 10, 20, you're in your teens, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, it doesn't matter. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, it doesn't matter. We all have problems. And by the way, I'm just going to tell you something really quick. And I'm not even going to tell you what it is. But something happened to me last night. I felt really bad about. Talked to a few people. You know, I got it off my chest. You know, and I moved on. I mean, does it still bug me a little bit? Yeah. Am I going to cry over it? No. I'm just saying that. This is how I deal with things. I talk to whoever I can talk to, whoever wants to listen to me. And, you know, I just get it off my chest. And, you know, people give their opinion, I take my opinion, and that's that. And I'm just telling you, sometimes, if you can reach out to somebody, do it. Maybe it's your friends, maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's your family. I don't know who you feel comfortable to. Maybe it's your plant, maybe you just want to talk about what happened and just scream. That's fine. Do it. I say do it. And you're going to feel better. But please, don't do anything that you feel bad about alone. Make sure you try to reach out to somebody. On that note, I got a new toy. It's called the, I have to read it. Imagine that, and that's sad. I know it. It's called a steel tongue drum. And I'm going to play a couple of notes for you. And maybe if you could just end this with me and relax, I want you to hear this, okay? And just close your eyes right now and take a couple of deep breaths while you're listening, okay? Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe in. Everybody, have an amazing night, and we will talk again soon. I'm going to try to do another podcast during the week. Have a great night. Thank you for listening. Bye.